This is People First Radio On Demand, podcasts, streaming, and MP3 downloads, available when you want to listen at chly.ca, iTunes, and at the People First Radio website.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
On April the 11th, 2011, a ruling by an Ontario judge struck down Canada's medical marijuana laws, giving the federal government 90 days to fix the program. The judge noted that the overwhelming refusal of doctors to participate in the medical marijuana program completely undermined the effectiveness of the program. The federal government has decided to appeal that decision. Now, the Ontario Court of Appeal had previously ruled that to deprive someone with a serious illness of medical marijuana if it relieves their pain is a violation of the Charter of Rights. The federal government's marijuana medical access regulations were created as a result of that ruling. This most recent ruling has found those regulations to be invalid under the Constitution.
We're joined in the studio today by Pam Edgar, who is a licensed medical marijuana user and advocate for reform. She's also the host of the weekly CHLY program, Living for the Health of It. Welcome back to People First Radio, Pam.
Thank you. Thank you very much for the opportunity to come and talk with you guys.
How did you become a licensed medical marijuana user?
Okay, well, it started back in 1998 when I started following what was happening through our legalization and legislation, whether it was going to fly. In 2002, when they announced the licensing process, I phoned the number, got the set of forms, which I think at that time was bigger than what it is now, read through page by page, and decided I would not ask my doctors to sign this because it took the onus off me, off the patient, the responsibility from me, and put it on the doctor. That's not fair.
Pam, you do suffer from MS.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that too.
Oh, yeah, that too. I have multiple sclerosis. I was diagnosed in 1988, as well as I live with severe nerve damage from a motor vehicle accident in 1975.
So what has your experience been so far with Canada's medical marijuana regulations? The experience from the government with the doctors?
It's absolutely ludicrous. For someone who is living with chronic pain, chronic issues, to go through this amount of paperwork and questioning and rationalizing and, it is for some people overwhelming.
Explain what the benefits of medical marijuana has been for you.
One of the biggest benefits is not having the side effects from pharmaceuticals. For the injuries to my body as well as living with multiple sclerosis, quite often the drugs that they give us, the therapies that work for most people or some people, the side effects cause additional damage to the body. So when I was 17, living with osteoarthritis and severe nerve damage, I could no longer take those drugs that were being prescribed for me. I wasn't able to think in class. I wanted to be a teacher. I wanted to have good grades. I knew I had to get bursaries and scholarships in order to go into post-secondary school, and I wasn't able to maintain my grade level because of the side effects of the drugs. I fell into marijuana actually by accident, in a way, where someone was passing around a joint one day at school, and I said, what the heck? And I didn't agree with it at the time, but realized that my body was relaxing. I was in less pain. I was able to go upstairs with far less discomfort than I had been. So when I was diagnosed with MS, I already shared with my neurologist, or then-to-be neurologist, that I'd been using marijuana for years to deal with the side effects of the accident. And he was actually in support of that then, even before I was diagnosed with MS, because he knew from talking to his patients that marijuana had benefits for people living with spasticity from MS and tremors, as well as a lot of the pain that comes with it for some strange reason. There's not nerve pain from injury, nerve pain from MS, two very different types of nerve pain that come under the same umbrella.
What have you heard from others who experience similar pain or also have MS? I mean, what's the input from others?
I've had people in tears because for the first time they've had relief from pain, whether they're smoking it or vaporizing it or using it topically. One of the problems with Health Canada's regulations are that it limits the way we can administer the medicine, how we can process the medicine. It's very limiting that way. Plus, they want it to come from them, not from other sources. And so the monopoly is a little bit of a concern, too.
This is People First Radio, only on CHLY 101.7 FM and streaming at chly.ca.
1 week after an Ontario Superior Court judge ruled Canada's marijuana medical access regulations to be unconstitutional, the federal government moved to appeal the decision. Justice Donald Toliano said that the overwhelming refusal of doctors to participate in the medicinal marijuana program completely undermined its effectiveness. He found that the requirement for a medical doctor's declaration has rendered the program unconstitutional. Health Canada says that more than 9,800 Canadians are legally allowed to possess medical marijuana. We're speaking with Pam Edgar, who is a licensed medical marijuana user and advocate for reform. She's also the producer and host of the weekly CHLY program Living for the Health of It, every Tuesday afternoon from 2 to 4 p.m. And medicinal marijuana is the topic on Living for the Health of It the first Tuesday of each month.
Pam, what needs to happen? How can this system be improved?
Legalization. Get rid of prohibition. Don't make it a bad thing. Take it out of the criminal act. I've been asked recently, well, what happens to the criminal element if we legalize? If you legalize it, there is no criminal element. That's what the change is. People then would need to be more responsible for their choices and their actions, as well as people. It would no longer be in the corners, in the dark, hidden in a secret. It would be out in the light. People would need to go to a dispensary and take responsibility for their choices, as well as giving us the choices that we'd like to be able to make.
When you say go to a dispensary, is it known that a dispensary has just one type of marijuana? Or
when you go onto some of the websites and you look at what is available for cannabis products to treat our health, our well-being, some natural skin products for people who are dealing with something as annoying and common as eczema. Cannabis has a wonderful reaction to the skin because it has such high healing and anti-inflammatory properties. So knowing what's out there as opposed to smoking it, that's not the only way of delivering the medication to the body. There's so many more ways. And not being limited to access of product is huge for that patient to know about, be aware of, to treat the symptoms or the disease they're trying to treat.
So we just brought up legalization, decriminalizing. What are the definitions of these things? I mean, just to clarify for our listeners, when somebody hears about marijuana legalization or about marijuana decriminalization, what do those things mean?
This is where it gets really confusing, especially with the licensing process. I am currently licensed to possess and grow what is still an illegal product. That hurts my head. That makes no sense. So decriminalization means it's no longer an illegal product. So the licensing process is no longer needed. So the waste of money that we're putting into that process can go somewhere else. How about into our healthcare? How about making sure people are aware of what cannabis can do as far as a health and well-being product for people who may choose a healthier path?
What do you think will happen with the federal government appeal?
Ooh, I'm kind of scared, to be honest, because now there is that list out there of us who are licensed to possess as well as grow, and our healthcare information is also out there. And if this isn't approved, if this isn't opened up, if this isn't made reasonable for those of us living with healthcare conditions, concerns, it's kind of scary, to be real honest.
Scary in what way? I mean, what could happen?
Well, if this process gets proved to be illegitimate in our legal system, now we are on a list who are recognized as allowed to possessing a certain amount of cannabis. So once that, okay, you're legal because of this card, get out of jail free card is gone, someone could knock on my door, RCMP, and say, okay, now you have enough in your possession to be considered trafficking, or you're not allowed to have it at all. My health will deteriorate rapidly, I can guarantee you.
from those who you've spoken with about this, and I know that you have a strong connection because of your radio show, you talk to a lot of different people about this issue. Have you heard what Matt Murnaugh said in Cannabis Culture magazine, that if the federal government appeal is successful, he will take the case to Supreme Court?
Yay. But isn't it sad that someone who is dealing with so many health issues to start with is our champion? That this person is, I mean, what is the cost to that individual to protect so many of us? To me, that's very scary.
We have just a moment left in our conversation today, Pam. What else would you like to add?
If you are considering cannabis, please do some research. And even though it's a daunting process with Health Canada, please get the forms and fill them out. That is the loudest voice we can give to Health Canada, that we need this. We want this. This is our choice. And you know what? This is our country. We're Canadian, and we get to do that.
That's right. Choice. Thank you so much for joining us today, Pam. It was so much appreciated.
My pleasure. Thanks for the opportunity.
Pam Edgar is a licensed medical marijuana user and advocate for reform. She's also the producer and host of the weekly CHLY program, Living for the Health of It, every Tuesday afternoon from 2 to 4 p.m. Medicinal marijuana is the topic on Living for the Health of It, the first Tuesday of each month. You can find out more about medicinal marijuana in Canada online at medicalmarijuana.ca.
This is a People First Radio podcast. People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Center Society in partnership with Radio Malaspina Society and produced at CHLY Community Radio in Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed in this interview do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the partnering organizations. Visit us online. Just Google People First Radio to find our webpage.